You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Bobus Rusty. What's up, everyone? It is Friday, and I'm adjusting my seat. I have my cool robe. I don't know why I'm not wearing my robe. I'm putting on my robe. We're getting in robe mode. Robe life, you guys. Don't forget it. Don't forget about robe life. Anyway, it's Friday. Welcome, welcome. Friday, April 19th, 2024. Here on the podcast, the Public Access Podcast. Out of Pennsylvania, PA. It's a lot of pa-pa-pa. Anyway, thank you everyone for being here and listening. You can listen anywhere you find podcasts. And if you are thinking, hey, what does this person look like who's talking to me in my ears, in my head, in your head, zombie, where can you get it? You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Rumble, wherever you want. Probably not wherever you want, but those two places for sure. So it's time for me to bring on my special guest. And I realized that I made a mistake already. So I'm going to bring on my special guest right here and right now. And my special guest right here and right now is Michelle, and I didn't get to ask how to pronounce your last name.
It's okay. It's Wilkin. That's the easy way to do it.
Perfect. I knew I forgot something. So, okay.
It's great. All good.
Okay. So how are you doing today, Michelle?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent. So whereabouts in the world are you?
Currently, I am in Phoenix, Arizona, but... I am a travel nurse, and so I took a contract in Phoenix intentionally to avoid the Indiana winter, which is where I'm really from.
Okay, all right. That's understandable. It's mm-hmm. the snowbird.
Snowbird. Uh huh.
I know that one. So how long have you been there in Phoenix then?
Just since December.
Oh, okay. So that's about the right time. You can make it a good go in Indiana. Probably December is probably about the right time.
Yeah.
So have you ever had Cincinnati chili?
I have. Skyline.
What's your thought on it?
It took some adjusting too. My husband loves it, and so he kind of coerced me into trying it multiple times, and it's grown on me now. So
okay, you had to try it different ways. Did you try it with start with the spaghetti and then move to the coney dogs and think maybe that's a little better idea?
Yeah, no, I don't do the coney dogs. I strictly do the spaghetti, but the beans versus no beans, I had to kind of toy with that, but no, it's all good.
What'd you do with the beans? Did you get rid of the beans, or did you add the beans, the kidney beans, which is another interesting. There's a lot of weird things about Cincinnati Chili. I didn't know we'd get talking about this off the bat, but
It with the
so
beans. It's more protein, so.
yeah, it's kind of nice. If you go in, there's, I don't know. So I've gone way off the deep end on this one, and so it's like five way. I think I'm at about like 21 way or so right now with it's barely Cincinnati chili when I make it. It's a hard one, but yeah. I was in Indianapolis and stopped at a Skyline a while back. I stopped at a Skyline and then went to Waffle House. It was
Hitting all the highlights, man.
yeah,
You've
one
got
hit.
quite the culinary expertise there.
Oh, one heck of a night. I didn't go home and make waffles that night. I am a waffle guy, but yeah, I was born in Cincinnati, so like Skyline Chili and is kind of a thing. But yeah, it's near impossible to explain it to somebody and have them want to try it. There's no good way to put it. You're like, okay, so it's this chili, but it's not really chili, and it's kind of watery, and it's ground beef, but then there's chocolate and cinnamon flavor in it, but then you put it on just regular spaghetti noodles, and it's like,
Well, but if you have any experience with Mexican food, they have a mole sauce that is essentially chocolate and cinnamon as well that goes on top of burritos and things of that nature. So it's
yes.
really not that far of a reach if you've got a culinary horizon that's pretty big, so.
Yeah, I didn't think about the mole sauce. That's a good way to describe it. That seems a little bit less
Intimidating.
intimidating. Yeah, right. So what did you say the first time you went there to get when your husband said, "Let's go get Skyline Chili"? Is that where you want to go to Skyline? Or
He wanted to go to Skyline and I just kind of rolled my eyes and I said, okay, well, you know what I do and don't eat, so help me order whatever. And so I do four-way bean.
ooh, okay. So are you leaving off the onions?
Onion,
Okay. That's a fair one to leave off. You know, if there's one that could be left off, it could be, I'd say, the onion, because, yeah. And then also using the oyster cracker is something like, I
Oh,
don't,
I love
where
the
else
oyster crackers.
you get oyster crackers with that, and maybe clam chowder or something, but the oyster crackers you don't see too often. It was always, yeah, it just felt like I would get them when I go have Cincinnati chili, and then I'd never see them the other 364 days a year. Where do those sleep at night? Where do the oyster crackers
They're on
sleep
the
at night?
bottom shelf at the grocery store.
Absolutely. And yeah, I don't know how any of that works, but yeah, it all works together. It's a nice
It's magical.
concoction. Yeah. So what do you do when you get down to Arizona? What's your go-to? Is this like a yearly event to work down there, or is there something like you check out when you go?
Well, so this is my first year taking a winter contract in Phoenix.
Okay.
I made the decision. I was out. I come to Phoenix several times a year for some alternative training. It's HIT, human interaction technology. It's a variation on NLP.
Oh.
And so I come out here for training several times a year, and I was like, I knew I was going to come to Phoenix three times in the winter season, and I was like, that's peak season, so flights are more expensive, hotels are more expensive, husband's going to want to come, so it's double the flights, everything, and to escape the winter. And
Yeah.
so I was like, it would be cheaper for me to take an ER contract that maybe isn't paying what I would normally be willing to go out for,
Yeah.
but I was like, it would be cheaper for me to to live out here and be able to do my events than to fly back and forth several times. So that's what I did. So, but we also like to hike. We like to explore new different trails and things of that nature. So, I managed to get an apartment where the trailhead is literally walkable from our backyard, from our door. So
Perfect.
yeah, when I'm at work, my husband goes and climbs the mountains and plays on the trails and does all that stuff. And then on my days off, we go and explore some other ones. But
Excellent. And so did you do that back in Indiana as well?
well, there's not mountains in
Not
Indiana
all
to
the
hike.
hills.
You know, we
Climb
have
the
Eagle
water
Creek,
tower.
right? We have the Eagle Creek Park, is probably the closest variation that we have to anything hikeable. But we do like to go down to like Brown County and explore, and that's only like an hour and a little bit away. Although with construction, it's usually more than that. But so we just like being outdoors and doing different things. So.
Excellent. And so then, yeah, so that's the kind of the first thing you were into doing when you got there was get ready to go out and go hike and explore. All right. So do you when you go, do you ever go anywhere? Do you ever go like north or
Yeah,
south or?
so we'll take day trips. We'll take trips to, like, we just last week went up to Sedona for a couple of days, did Devil's Bridge and that sort of thing, and you know, just explore all the shops and different tourist traps, if you will, you know, as far as hiking tours, but we do them on our own. So we'll do that and just different things at different times. So
Excellent. And
yeah.
so then and you were saying about HIT, which
Yes.
is that right? HIT.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you said and it says like NLP. What is HIT? I've never come across
So
it, so.
I'm going to do a shameless plug for my friend Michael Burnoff. He is the creator of the human interaction technology concept, and essentially from those that I have spoken to, because I've never been certified in NLP, but I have met many who are, and they are in his program as well, and they're like, it takes NLP and puts it on steroids. It's like NLP on crack. It's like super fast.
Okay.
You get to the point quickly. You learn to access that subconscious mind very quickly, and he aims it. He teaches it to us in a way that makes it applicable instantly. So, you know, from each whether we do like next week we have Core Live, which is his 4-day event that helps people learn. It's really more of a personal development aspect, but he incorporates the HIT concepts into it. And then you
Okay.
can advance to the HIT and the superhuman concepts. So,
What do you mean the superhuman concepts? What's you're getting up there, so like I'm like,
I
wait,
see your
what? All right,
eyes.
what's
I see your
this?
eyes sparkling. Yeah. So the superhuman concept is where he actually will teach us some of the techniques to go more of a deep dive, work on teaching trance, work on just how we use it on ourselves. We use it and we practice it on ourselves, and it allows us to better engage with our communities. So we're making better choices on how to communicate with others, and getting them to essentially master our own personal influence so that we can become a person of influence,
Sure.
essentially.
And so are you talking about, you said you work at in an ER, is that right? You said
That's
so
correct.
then is that for more your patients or is that for other people that you're working with to be able to work and use that
So
modality?
So my initial interest into it was really more for my own personal growth. And then I also do health coaching outside of the hospital. So I liked the idea of helping people shift their mindsets and getting their doing some habit change and things of that nature, because many people struggle with weight loss or various
Smoking.
addictions. Yeah, various addictions. And so being able to access the subconscious mind and to help them do those mind shifts gets them the results faster, and they stick. Which is a difference from the traditional coaching model. And then once when I got into his community, I realized that there was so much more to it, and I just have kept going. So,
I mean,
but I do use it in the hospital.
okay.
So,
How so?
well, like I have people who are petrified of needles and I need to start IVs on them. So I
Yeah.
will put, so I'll put them in a very subtle trance to get them to relax, to be able to get the line in without, getting their heart rates up. Or, we do see, those that are currently on substances that are withdrawing. And I can speak to the part of them that, knows that they need to calm down and relax and, just let the body detox from it and go from there. So just different ways that I can use it in the hospital, but
You pull out the old pocket watch and
yeah, no, we'll get the hand going.
get
We'll
them
get the
going.
hand going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
So.
I mean, so I've been working on a few projects, and I was talking with these couple guys, and they were starting to offer hypnosis with their services that they're doing. And I was talking with them, and they asked me what's the difference between hypnosis and guided meditation or NLP or yoga. And I said, there's nothing. There's no, it's just a different word. And he said, can we call what you do guided meditation? And I said, yeah, absolutely, because it's a lot more accessible to people. And I didn't think about this
Yeah,
at all. I mean, people are
it's
scared
not
of
as
hypnosis,
taboo. Uh-huh.
right? But it's doing the same thing. And like you're saying, the percentage, how much better it works and how much more it sticks. I mean, with what you can do in an hour and a half with somebody, and change their whole life in an hour and a half, and it's
Yeah.
gonna be, like if you're, I don't know, there's always statistics and that fun
Right.
stuff of how well all this works and why it's so great. And so what happens? Are you putting each other in trances during your training? Is that what's going on? Or are you and so had you, I guess, I mean, there's always kind of ways you're in it before. Were you in it before? Were you in I mean, you knowingly in a trance before you got into this? Or I mean, unknowingly, of course, but knowingly.
Right. Well, okay. So, two part answer there. So, I had intentionally sought out hypnotism once for weight loss, many, many moons ago. I didn't feel like I went under. Like I didn't know what to expect. I was like the average person who thought that I was going to have this crazy feeling and that I was going to be like, in la la land, or I wasn't going to be able to move, or I don't know what I thought. And
Right.
so when the guy, did his thing, I walked out and I was like, well, I just wasted my money because like I didn't feel any difference. I did. I totally could have talked to him. I totally could have like looked around the room and done whatever. And I didn't realize, so. For a while there, I was like, oh, it doesn't work, doesn't work, doesn't work. Well, then when I got into I started with Michael's program, he has like a 5-day teleseminar that's called Core to Action. And so I did the teleseminar and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. I'm getting so much done, blah, blah, blah. And then later on, as I progressed through the trainings, I realized he told us that we're all in trance. The trick is to get you out of trance. It's not because we're all entranced all day long. I mean, the media does a fantastic job of putting you in trance. It's the
Absolutely.
suggestions that follow the initiation of trance that is what the pattern interrupt that you want to do.
Right.
So, when we're at these events, for the training, yes, we are in trance, and he helps us kind of just relax and get into a deeper access. He teaches us how to access the different parts of our subconscious. We learn, different things like that. But yeah, it's just it dawned on me when he told when he taught when he taught us that the fact that we're all in trance every day, it's just a matter of getting you out of the trance that somebody else has created and put you in one that is on a pattern that is more acceptable or what you desire or whatever. So.
Right. And I tell people, and I this isn't always the best thing to tell people, but I ask them if they know what, subliminal messaging is or what MK Ultra is. Like there's that, and then how horrible that is and how well it works. That's the evil part. That means there has to be an equally good part.
Right.
That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we
I
do.
was gonna
That's how
say, that's what I
That's
was gonna say. He makes us promise that what he teaches us and what we learn is that we use it for good. So.
Yep. And that's what it's for. And like, because if there's that other part that works that well, like what we can do is, do the exact opposite and, make people like, I mean, that's powerful. Like it has to be just as powerful and it is. I mean, the stuff that can be done and the crazy places that I've gone and taking other people to, and I don't know, it's I'm just blown away by it every day and learning more, like still thinking I know a lot, but I don't. There's a lot I don't know. There's a whole lot I don't know, and I love that. I love that I don't know a lot of it. And so I mean, what did you Let's see. After your first day, like, did you go home? You sleep well, kind of thing, or what was it after your first day of getting out of trance? Like, how is that feeling for you?
Your brain feels like, 'cause he does all day intensive. So it's not like a one couple hour session that I went to. I did like all day intensives. And so, you go home feeling like brain jello, and he makes sure that he closes you out with some future pacing. When you lay your head on the pillow at night, you are just you deep dive and files get organized and the whole nine yards, and you just know, like you wake up just knowing that it's good, life is good, and that everything's going to work out, and you have the ability to do whatever it is that you're seeking to do. It's there. You just have to access it.
Yeah, and it's okay to access it. It's so like why not have everything be great? And yeah, so what's kind of been your favorite thing to work on with other people or yourself? I guess two part question: one with other people, and two with yourself. What's kind of been your favorite
So my
tweak?
favorite
Or
with
whatever.
my clients and friends and family, I do like the future pacing. I think that that's something that is easily received. I will future pace on my responses to Facebook posts. If somebody will announce something or complain about something or whatever, and I will either pattern interrupt or future pace in my response. So I'm using it on Facebook all the time.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
And it's very well received. I mean, why not make somebody feel better? I mean, if you have the ability to plant that seed in the right direction, why not do it? I mean, it just makes sense. So
Especially on
I
Facebook.
love, right, because there's so much negativity and so much crazy, stupid shit.
Yep.
So yeah, no, I like the future pacing. And then for me personally, and again, I don't know how much of this is HIT specific versus NLP because I'm not NLP trained, so I can't compare. So I hope I'm not giving proprietary information away, but essentially, he talks about the four personality types. The one is the people pleaser, two is the doer, three is your or two is the overthinker, three is your doer, and four is your party animal, like no filter, like just go have fucking fun.
Yes.
And so, right, and doesn't think about it, just does it. That's your number four jumps up on a table and does a strip tease without thinking.
Right.
And so, I really, for me, I enjoy working on which one am I engaging at what time. And that has really suited me in the past. I got called to do a deposition and I was like, okay, we're gonna leave our number one at the door. We're gonna leave that people pleaser down in the lobby. And our number two is gonna come into action and really think before I speak, because I fly by the seat of my pants all the time, and so I don't always have a filter, and I have to kind of try to eat my words sometimes. So when it's in a deposition, I'm like, okay, number two has to be engaged today. We have to think before we open our mouth. So just using tools like that, in different situations, is something that really helps me, just kind of expand my use of the material. So.
Yeah. And so where do you want to get? What are some of the things that are on your horizon of what you want to learn about in that, or what do you want to do to be able to, again, either help yourself, or I guess, and help other people, I guess both those two
I was gonna say that's an
questions.
and. Yeah, that's an and
Yeah.
for sure. Not but and. I really enjoy educating people on holistic health practices, on ways to it doesn't have to be super granola. I'm not asking people to get all jiggy with essential oils and learning all the different, plant species names and just crazy shit like that.
Right.
I want a more holistic lifestyle to be mainstream again. I like having our current technologies, but our health needs us to live back in the 50s, essentially.
Yeah.
If we're gonna survive as a species. And so my mission is to reach as many people as I can on holistic health practices, leaving pharma as a last resort. And because I mean, the more we use it, the less effective it is. And the shorter your lifespan is, quite honestly. I saw a post today, a doctor or somebody, I can't even remember, on Instagram. He said, the longer your pharmacy list, the shorter your life. Which makes perfect sense. It's true. So I see myself traveling across the country, speaking to large groups, whether it be right now I'm presenting to, believe it or not, hospitals on healthier, happier nurses, make better patient satisfaction scores for them, as well as I realized that those in like the real estate industry live a pretty similar lifestyle as ER nurses. You know, they have
So
irregular, well, they have irregular schedules. They're on beck and call because once, you know, they want to make that sale. So when your client texts you or calls you go, you know, kind of thing. You're working weekends guaranteed. You know, you're in your car a lot driving around. So sitting doing a sit down real food meal is not as easily
I used
it
to be
can done.
some. Oh, I was gonna say I used to be some shit fuck salesman that used to call up real estate agents and offer them, you know, some thing on Google, like some front page thing on Google. But because the reason was that they always answer their phone and always and they have their phone number on their website, so it was easy to
Right.
get. It was so cheap and sleazy, but I mean that's to the point of, you know, same with you know, with ER workers and nurses, like you were saying. And it's also then you're also kind of always when's this thing gonna happen, and you end up in that fight or flight mode.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Our cortisol levels are through the roof. And then if you add night shift to it, then it makes it even worse.
Absolutely.
Night
And
shift, working night shift in the hospital actually shortens your lifespan. They
sure. And I mean, do people have to rotate shifts then too? Like work either night shift or and then work day
No,
shift?
thank goodness. No, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness that that's not the case. Although I will say, when I first went into nursing, I worked at UCLA and they, when they hired you, if you were hired for night shift, you worked 2 nights in 1 day. And if you were hired for day shift, you worked 2 days in 1 night. And that was terrible on your body. I mean, and we, most of us ended up bartering and trading each other anyway. So if, you know, I'm a night shift worker, so let me trade you my day for my night so I can actually sleep, you know, kind of thing. And so that was really stupid that they did that. But I think they were just experimenting, trying to not have a big gap in night shift, like, because it's hard for them to find, like, it's hard for them to find night shift nurses. And that is still true to this day. Like, night shift gets paid more for a reason. One, because there's fewer doctors on staff to be as resources. So the night shift nurses have to be a little more resourceful and have to be a little more knowledgeable and that sort of thing. But two, it's I call it danger pay because working night shift really does fuck with your body in so many ways that you know, and the fact that they've proven that it shortens your lifespan. So hospitals have a hard time finding night shift workers and so I think that's why they tried to do the night and day split thing, but it failed epically. So.
So then, I mean, what's the best deal for someone for their, you know, to take place of the nurse night staff, or is that just people that are just sacrificing themselves in essence, I guess, like to
Yeah.
have
Yeah.
a
I mean,
harder life?
there is a small percentage of people that their circadian rhythms really do tolerate night shift well, but it's a very, very small percentage of people. So, for those that are working night shift, what I recommend is the block scheduling,
What's
trying
that?
to work your 3 nights where you work your 3 nights in a row. So that way you literally for 3 days out of the week, you literally sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep, work, and be done with it. And then you have the other 4 days to recover and, you know, get your life back a little bit and then sleep, work, sleep, work. So it creates a pattern, but even, I mean, it's still not good for you. It's still not good for you, but it's better than one on, one off, one on, one off, one on, one off, because
Absolutely.
when you're off work, you want to be up during the day doing a million things, getting all your stuff done. And so then you don't get any sleep. And then, you know, so then you're really behind the eight ball. So it's better if you're going to night shift, it's better to block it. And then And then you've got to do all the things to really protect your hormones and your health. So you need to make sure that you're doing your strength training. You need to make sure that you are avoiding sugar and excessive amounts of caffeine, because those two things right there are probably the biggest things that can amplify the effects of being up at night instead of sleeping.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just so, I don't know. And there's just so much to the sunlight too. Like, sun is
Absolutely.
pretty
So.
important. It's, I mean,
Yeah.
yeah. And sometimes you don't realize that. Sometimes you need to look at the sun. I'm not saying if you want to look at the sun directly, you can look at the sun directly. I'm not a doctor either way, but if you want to, you can. I'm not going to tell you you can or can't. But look up in that direction. Look up in that direction.
Yes.
Let the sun hit
Put
you.
your face towards the sun. Yes.
Yeah, put
Yes.
your face towards the
Absolutely.
sun. And you know, it's there's something to it. And so,
Absolutely.
and you got it every day, I guess, for the most part, right now. And so, yeah, has that been different with the sun all the time? Do you feel like, because I, so when I lived in Utah and it was sunny almost all the time. And it was, I found myself, I mean, outside more definitely than I was, but I wasn't doing as much creating of other things and, yeah, you know, doing inside stuff, but you know, body needs that outside time though, for sure. It needs that looking in the direction of the sun. Yeah, I don't know. But so let's see. So what well, I mean, what's like a normal nurse life? Were you working like was it fairly normal? Was it, you know, working during the day, or did you get put on those night ones? Was that kind of your
So for most of my career, I've been day shift. So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Very normal, easy to do, you know, life is good. I did have a, because I do a lot of contract work. So I have like sections. I did have one period where I worked 11 to 11, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And my body really likes that schedule. Like I wear an Oura ring, and so it tracks my sleep and gives you all the biometrics of sleep, because I noticed that my cortisol was obnoxious at one point, because I was working way too many hours and going through menopause or perimenopause. And so I started tracking it, and my body really likes that 11 to 11 spot. I'm able to
cool.
get up. I'm able to get up without an alarm clock. I'm able to get early morning sun, or you know, pre-peak sun, and still be home and in bed at an hour at a reasonable time that my body gets its hormonal balance. And so that was my sweet spot. Now here in Phoenix, I was not so lucky. I had originally been hired for the 11 to 11 slot, but then they hired a full-time permanent staff member for that slot. So the only slot left was 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. So I am a pseudo night shift worker right now.
Okay.
And my body hates it. Absolutely hates it. It takes me several days to recover from, which is why I know the block thing works. The block thing is the better option. But yeah, I still wake up without an alarm clock, but I don't get a whole lot of sun before I go into work. I mean, like I get there's sun is up, but you know, it's like I get up, I go to the sun, and then I'm off to work, and I'm sleeping half the day away.
Yeah, and so what do you do on your days off? Are you doing like waking up at 6 in the morning and going to bed at 9 o'clock at night?
No,
What?
so on my day, no, I don't quite go that extreme. I try to get Excuse me. I'll go back to my sweet spot. So I'll do 11 to 11. So
Okay.
I will on my days off, I will try to go to bed at 11, and then I just wake up when I wake up, which is usually around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I'm a normal person on my days off, as far as I have the whole day to do whatever I need to do and go to bed at 11. And then when I know I'm going to work the next day, I'll still go to bed at 11. But I may not, I'll get up whenever my body wakes up, but I might do a couple things and then go take a cat nap, just so that I can stretch to the 2 a.m. so I'm not falling asleep,
Yeah.
so.
Okay. So then, are you there for a little longer, like another month or two down in Arizona, and then head
Yeah,
back?
I my contract ends May 10th. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got, yeah, another few weeks,
Couple weeks. Yep.
couple weeks, and then,
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm
Okay.
getting out before we hit triple digits here.
Yeah. Probably not
Yeah.
too far away.
It's already starting to get too fucking hot for me.
Yeah.
Yesterday we went and did some volunteer work, and my husband and I, and on the way home, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, God, it is so hot. And I looked at the temperature gauge on my car, and it said it was 93 degrees at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, okay, it's time to leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to melt here. So
Yeah, get on back.
dry heat or not, heat is still freaking hot.
Yeah, heat's heat. Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Phoenix was pretty wild. I mean, yeah, even going there in, January, February, it's still
Yeah.
pretty warm. But
Yeah.
okay. Well, so how are people going to find you on the internet or in real life or whatever they want to find you? However they want to find you.
Well, they can just follow me on Facebook. I'm under Michelle Milliken Wilkin. Or they can message me on, like, through DM on the Firebird Health Coaching. That's my health coaching page, is Firebird Health Coaching. You can just
Okay.
send me a message there, and I will respond. I am very quick to respond, and I'm working on getting my landing page, my website up again. I had to do some modifications to adjust because my coaching packages changed, and I'm adding my public speaking engagements. So want
Excellent.
to include all of the things. So
Everything that is Michelle, all in one
everything that is
page.
Michelle. Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming on. I enjoyed getting to talk to you and meet you and have a good conversation about Friday,
Stuff.
and
Yeah.
stuff. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day and yeah, try to stay a little cool, I guess.
Will
You
do.
can be
Thank
cool.
you so much for
Be
having me on.
cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I've
You're
been
cool.
cool.
You're cool.
I'm
All
cool.
right. Have a great
That's
rest of your day,
right.
Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for
Right.
having me on. Bye,
You're
everybody.
welcome. All right. So that's Michelle Wilkin. Give her a follow, find her. We were talking about all that good stuff that you should be getting into. So get into that. Get into it now. You'll feel better. You will. You'll sleep better. You'll fall asleep. You'll hit your head on the pillow, and it's going to knock you right out into deep, deep sleep. What's up, hypnosis? You guys, thank you so much for being here. You can find me, Rusty Diamond, rustydiamond.net, or you can go to hypnosisisgreat.com, as the commercial said at the beginning. And thank you. Thank you, thank you. And that is the show. Man. Boom.
It's Rusty Diamond. motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.